One of the many shadows that came up this week was somebody asked me whether a child under the age of Bar Bat Mitzvah can light the menorah on behalf of the Bnei Abayis, on behalf of the family members. It sounds like it's an open and shut shaila. Gemara speaks about this explicitly. Yeah, we'll see as we develop the sugya a little bit more, so we'll see that there's a little bit more to it than just meets the eye. So this sugya is not only a Chanukah sugya, it's actually a touch on other mitzvahs as well. So the Gemara starts, the first time Mamakomos, in Masech HaShabbos, now Chav Gimel Min Aleph, the Gemara is picking up from a discussion that it was in the middle of about what exactly is the nature of the mitzvah of Hadlaka Seh Chanukah. Is the mitzvah of Chanukah Kiyanos a mitzvah of Hadlaka, the act of lighting is the mitzvah, or perhaps we call Hanocha is the mitzvah. Not so important the actual lighting per se, it's the placing of the Neres Chanukah, the placing of the menorah in the right place, that's what the real mitzvah is all about, because we know that the location of the menorah is so critical. In the days of the Gemara, the menorah was actually placed literally outside. This menorah is placed more inside, but it's still facing the street. You want, of course, to maximize the Sumei Nisa. So Hanochas HaMenorah is also important. The Gemara wants to know, what's the Ikar Mitzvah? What's the main state of the Mitzvah? Is the main part of the Mitzvah the Hadlacha or the Hanocha? The Gemara says that we pass Kedah Hadlacha Isa Mitzvah. The Gemara brings the proof, actually, that Hadlacha Isa Mitzvah from the Nusach HaBracha. The Bracha that we recite is not L'Haniach Ne'er Shechanak, it's the Hadik Ne'er Shechanak. So clearly the Hadlacha is important. What's the difference? At the end of the day, you have to light. At the end of the day, it has to be in the right place. So who cares whether it's the Hatlok or the Hanocha? The Gemara says, no, it's an afkamin as follows. The Hasha the Amin Hatlok is a mitzvah. It's like a chay reshay to the katan lo asav lo kulum. That if a person who is potter from mitzvah, either a chay reshay to a katan, a chay reshay, someone who cannot speak, cannot hear, a shot to somebody who is not acting normally, katan's a child. So if a person who is exempt from mitzvah does the lighting for you, that wouldn't be acceptable, even though you then placed the menorah in the right place. If you would have held that Hanocha is a mitzvah, it doesn't concern me who lights the menorah. As long as I take a menorah and I put it in the window, so I'm yaitzeh a mitzvah. But since we pass and have Hanocha is a mitzvah, it's important who lights the menorah. And this is the way the Gemara, the second half of the sugya, Isha v'adim adlika. The Gemara says that one shouldn't think that a woman cannot light the menorah. That's for sure not true. The Amr of Yeshua ben Levi, Nashim Chavetz ben Chanukah, Sha'afin Rabbi Yosuneis. Because women are on the same level as men in terms of the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah, notwithstanding the fact that it's a mitzvah sasesha's mangrum, it's a positive time about mitzvah. Nevertheless, if they're including the miracle of Chanukah, they're obligated to Chanukah as well. So a woman could light the menorah, but a cherish of the katan cannot light the menorah. So it sounds like there's nothing to discuss. Must have the fairish that we pass it as look like the mitzvah, and therefore the madlik has to be a bachiyuva, and a child under bar mitzvah is not a bachiyuva. However, the sugi gets a little bit more complicated than this. In light of the second of the Mamakomos, we switched to the out of the Chanukah mode for a moment to the Purim mode. As the Mishnah Maseches Megillah tells us, and that's the Tesam of Eis, the second of the Mamakomos, Hakok Sheim Likros Tesam Megillah. Everybody is kosher to be the Balkairei, to read the Megillah, to be Motzi Mi, Chutz B'Cheri Shaita V'Kotan. A Cheri Shaita V'Kotan are exempt from the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, and therefore they cannot be Motzi Mi in Kriyas Megillah. Clearly, the cheresh that the Gemara is talking about is not someone who cannot speak and cannot hear. If he cannot speak, obviously he can't be reading the Megillah for me. So here the word cheresh means something a little bit different than it means in other areas of Allah. Again, that's more of a Megillah sugya than a Chanukah sugya. But the basic theme of this Mishnah is that someone who is exempt from the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah cannot be made to be in the mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir B'Katan, Rabbi Yehuda permits a katan to read the Megillah for me. So the question that the Rishonim are dealing with is, what exactly is it a kudus machlokes? What exactly are they arguing about? And how much of this sugya about Kriyas Megillah is going to become relevant for Chanukah? We have really two different Gemara Chazal to start with. We have a Gemara concerning Chanukah that says, just clear cut, no questions about it. Since we paskin hadlaka isa mitzvah, a child cannot light the menorah on my behalf. And yet when it comes to Kriyas Megillah, it becomes a little bit less clear. Machlekes HaTanoim, we have to try to understand what that sugya and Megillah is all about, and particularly how that sugya relates, or maybe doesn't relate, to the sugya of Neres Chanukah. In order to understand the two sugyas, the role of a katan, both in terms of the menorah as well as in terms of the Megillah, we have to learn the third sugya about the role of a katan. When we get all the sugyas put together, then we'll begin to come up with some yisodas. So the third of the Mamakomos is the Gemara in Maseches Brachas, Nav Chaf on the base, where the Gemara O'Hare also is picking up in the middle. The Gemara is discussing about a woman's obligation concerning Bichas HaMazel. Everybody agrees that women are obligated to bench. There's a Mishnah Maseches Brachas that says that. But the Gemara is not quite sure whether a woman's obligation to bench is min haTorah or her obligation to bench is only midrabbanan. Why should it only be midrabbanan? For the different opinions, Rashi gives one interpretation, because since in the benching we mentioned Eretz Yisrael, and women didn't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, even the Bnei Slavcha, it wasn't their own chelik, they received a portion on behalf of the father. Since Eretz Yisrael was divided up amongst the men, maybe you could argue that women are exempt from benching Minat Torah. Maybe no, the Gemara is not sure. The Gemara wants to bring a raya about a woman's obligation about Birchas Hamazon, the third of the Mamakamos, Brachas Tavchav, Toshma. The Eves Amru, that it was said, Ben Mevarech La'aviv, the Eved Mevarech La'rabo, the Isha Mevareches La'bayla. That a child can bench to be motzi his father, an Eved Kenani can bench to be motzi his master, and a woman can bench to be motzi her husband. Aval Amru Chacham, but the Brisa concludes, that the Chacham have told us, Tavo Me'ira La'adam, they almost give a curse to somebody who has to never rely on the fact that his children, his wife, have to be milked to him. What that means is he doesn't even know how to bench. He's such an Amoret, he doesn't even know how to bench. He never bothers to learn even how to bench. He's relying on his wife and his kids to be milked to him in benching. So Chazal speak in very, very harsh terms about such a person. But Tachlis, it works. Bottom line is that his wife can be milked to him in benching. So the Gemara wants to know, how do you understand that? So Iyamas Bishlam Adiraisa. If you're of the opinion that a woman's obligation to bench is min ha-Torah, asi d'araisa, mafik d'araisa. And the woman who has the Torah obligation to bench can be motzi the husband who also has the Torah obligation to bench. We have a rule that in order to be motzi somebody, you have to be on the same level or on a higher level of obligation. Aliyamas d'rabbanan. If you're going to tell me that a woman's obligation is only min d'rabbanan, asi d'rabbanan, mafik d'araisa. How in the world can a wife be motzi the husband if the wife's obligation is only min d'rabbanan? How can a dirabbana be motzi a diraisa? So the Gemara sounds like we have a good proof that women must be on equal, on footing, must be on par with their husbands vis-a-vis benching. Because if not, if there's a discrepancy between the level of chiyuv between a husband and a wife, well, how in the world could a wife ever be motzi a husband in benching? That's the raya of the Gemara. The Gemara says, no, that's not a good raya. I'm going to prove to you, says the Gemara, that it's not an accurate raya. According to what you just told me, that this braisa really means what it sounds like. It literally means that a wife can be motzi a husband. Is that true? Katan b'chiyuvahu? How in the world can a child be motzi a father? The same Brisa that said that a wife can be motzi a husband, a child can be motzi a father. How in the world does that happen? Katan b'chayv in mitzvahs. So how do you explain? Anyway, you have to explain away the Brisa. So what does the Brisa mean? It must be alohacha b'mayaskinan yon she'akol shira d'rabbanan y'asi d'rabbanan mafik d'rabbanan. But that Bryce is talking about is something very unique, namely that the chiyuv of Birchas Hamazon in this Bryce is not a diraisa to chiyuv. Why is that? Because min haTorah, when it's only chayef to bench, if one ate kedei sviya, like the pasuk says, if one is totally full, if one just had a bite, just had a sandwich, just had a kezayis, the obligation of Birchas Hamazon is only midirabbanan. The Gemara tones down the Bryce a little bit. The Bryce sounds like a wife can be motzi her husband all the time in benching. That's the Gemara, not true. A wife cannot be motzi a husband if and when the husband is chayav min haTorah. The best the wife can do is to be motzi the husband when he's only chayav min d'rabbanan. How come I say he only ate a sandwich? If he would have eaten a full Shabbos meal, full chasra meal, he's stuffed to the gills, so then the wife can't be motzi him because she's not chayav min haTorah. If it's only d'rabbanan anyway, he only ate a sandwich anyway, he's still hungry, so then and only then can the wife be motzi him. And that's the case of the katan as well. So it comes out that based on his Gemara, that we're not quite sure what a woman's obligation in Birchas Hamazon is. Again, that's not really our topic right now. We're more concerned with the katan's obligation. So what the Gemara just said was that a katan cannot be motzi a gadol if the gadol is chayav min Torah, but the katan can be motzi the gadol if the gadol is only chayav min d'rabbanan. That's pretty much what comes out from this Gemara. So we have three Gemaras that talked about katanim. One Gemara about Neir Chanukah that said very straight, no limitations, no ands, ifs, and buts. The child cannot light the menorah for the gadol. The Gemara says beferish, loss of lokum. When it came to the sugi about Kriyas HaMegillah, the Mishnah was hemming and hawing. Some Tanoim said yes, some Tanoim said no. Not sure what's going on exactly. And the third sugi, when it came to Birchas Hamazon, the Gemara says that if Birchas Hamazon would be a diaraisa case, then the child can't be multi the gadol. If it's a derabbanan case, then it would be a right. So now comes Tosfos in the fourth of Ramakamas and tries to make sense of this whole story. Tries to figure out what are the rules, what are not the rules, why are we getting one message in Chanukah and one message in Purim, one mention in benching, what's going on? So Tosfos starts out by analyzing carefully the Sugya Megillah. So the Mishnah said that there was Machlokes HaTanoim, whether a child can be the Balkari for the Megillah or not. So he asked Tosfos in the fourth of the Ramakamas in Megillah Yotes, Kosha, the Ezek Kotan Mairi, he asked Tosfos a very simple question. How old is the child in Maseches Megillah. If the child is so young, a 5-year-old kid, 3-year-old kid, happens to know how to read the Megillah, but he's not even a Yilah Chinuch yet, he doesn't even understand what's going on. So says Tosos, my time with Rabbi Yehuda the Machshir. Said, how in the world could Rabbi Yehuda accept Kriyas Megillah from a child who's low Yilah Chinuch? He's totally potter. There's no Chiyah from the other Megillah whatsoever. He's too young. So how in the world could anybody, even Rabbi Yehuda, argue he could be Motzi anybody else? There's a cloud gadol in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Kol she'ena b'chuyu b'davar, ein motzi achein yidei chavosan. If you're not obligated in a mitzvah, you can't be motzi somebody else in that mitzvah. The Tosa says to explain that the Mishnah Megillah, which calls the machlokes whether a child can be motzi a gadol, is talking about lo gil l'chinuch, forget about it. If it's lo gil l'chinuch, then it's a non-starter. The e gil l'chinuch. And if the child is already gil l'chinuch, then we also don't understand the Mishnah. My time is the Rabbanan to pass away. So then why don't the Rabbanan accept it? The Kriyas HaMegillah is only the Rabbanan. Kriyas HaMegillah is not a mitzvah min HaTorah. So just as the Gemara says in Brachas, that tells us about the quote, that when it comes to a mitzvah the Rabbanan, a child who's chayav mishum chinuch could be motzi a gadol, why can't he be motzi the gadol in Kriyas HaMegillah? That tells us the next question from Cain, Kasha. A Milo or Mina and the Asi the Rabbanan or Mafik the Rabbanan. Why can't the child be motzi the parent in Kriyas HaMegillah? The Chinami or Mina and Perek Mishamesa, the Gemara and Brachas we just read, the Bein Revach Le'aviv, Ava Bishu Katan, B'yotzi B'Bechoso, U'muki Lohasam Gon She'ochel La'av Kizayi Tzuchabetza B'Shuvah the Rabbanan. As long as we're dealing with an obligation only with the Rabbanan, Asi Katan Shechiru the Rabbanan Ma'akab Ba'av, U'mafik Av Shlo Ochel La'ashirah the Rabbanan. A Milo or Mina came B'Megillah. So basically, Tosfos has the Mishnah and Megillah and a pickle. We can't figure out what's the case. Tosfos has the Mishnah in a corner. The Mishnah quotes the Machlokes HaTanoim. Can the child be motzi the gadol or not? If the child is below chinuch, then of course not. If the child is above chinuch, then of course yes. What's the Machlokes? What are the Tanoim arguing about? So Tosfos goes on, and we skip down a little bit. It's four lines from the bottom. Right smack in the middle of the line. V'yesh leimer. V'li'olam mayir b'katan shigil l'chinuch. That the Mishnah Megillah is talking about a child who reached the age of chinuch, yafilu hachi pasla rabbanan, and nevertheless he still can't be the balkari. Why? Mishum the Megillah leke chiyuva afilu begedolim element the rabbanan, the katan ed bechuyv element the rabbanan afilu b'sham mitzvahs, or the gadol leke alachad the rabbanan b'megillah, shrei b'sham mitzvahs uchayv deraisa. Here's the punchline of Tosfos: lo asi trade rabbanan u'mafik chad the rabbanan. That's Tosfos. The rule is that a katan can be motzi a gadol in a mitzvah de rabbanan, provided that they're both on equal levels of the rabbanan. But if the child is on a lower level, even though everything is de rabbanan, the whole world is de rabbanan, doesn't matter. There's a difference between what we call a chad de rabbanan and a trade de rabbanan. A chad de rabbanan means that the mitzvah that I'm about to embark upon is de rabbanan to me for one reason. A trade de rabbanan means the mitzvah I'm about to fulfill is de rabbanan for me for two different reasons. That tells us I'm a gadol. When I read the Megillah, so that Kriyas Megillah is a derabbanan. One reason alone, because Kriyas Megillah is only a mitzvah derabbanan. My general obligation in mitzvahs is deraisa, but my chiyuv in Kriyas Megillah is only a derabbanan. When the child reads the Megillah, he's also a derabbanan, but he's a lower rung, lower level derabbanan, because for him it's derabbanan for two distinct reasons. Number one, it's derabbanan because Kriyas Megillah is derabbanan, and number two, it's derabbanan because he's never chayvin anything min HaTorah, even if it's a deraisa of only the rabbanan for him. So Tosfos just made up a new category in terms of hierarchy of chiyuvim. Until we saw this Tosfos, we thought the whole world is either deraisas or the rabbanan. Either chayvin HaTorah, or chayvin the rabbanan. Tosfos, no. Even within chiyuvim the rabbanan, there are different degrees. There's someone who's chayv as a chad the rabbanan, and there's someone who's chayv as a trade the rabbanan. And they're not the same, they're not equal to one another. And that's the reason why the Chacham and the Mishnah Megillah say, the child can't be motzi the gadol in Kriyas HaMegillah. And that seems to be the point that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with. According to Tosfos, what comes out now from the whole picture is as follows. If I ask the question, are we dealing with the mitzvah deraisa? Can a child ever be motzi in a mitzvah deraisa? Can a child ever blow shofar for you? Can a child ever say kiddush for you deraisa? Forget it, out of the question. But the child's chiyuv, even if he's 12 and a half years old, if he's a boy, he's the day before his bar mitzvah, his chiyuv is not deraisa. There's no way in the world a katan can be motzi a gadol in a mitzvah deraisa. Can a katan be motzi a gadol in a mitzvah derabbanan? The answer to that question is, it's a definite maybe. It means it depends. It depends on what level derabbanan are we talking about. If they're an equal derabbanan, equal footing, then we're okay. But if one is a two derabbanan, one derabbanan, that's not going to work. So this is shit is a tesis. This is the answer to the whole story. This is how Tosa sizes up all three of the sugyas. So when it comes to brachos, yes, you can be motzi if you're a chad derabbanan. When it comes to Kriyas Megillah, no, you can't be motzi if you're a trade derabbanan. And how does it play out in terms of halakas deres Chanukah? What would the din be about halakas deres Chanukah? So the pashas is that halakas deres Chanukah would also be a problem of a trade derabbanan be motzi a chad derabbanan, because when a gadol lights the menorah, so it's a derabbanan because halakas deres Chanukah is derabbanan. When the child, the 10-year-old boy, lights the menorah, it's a double derabbanan. It's a derabbanan because Chanukah is derabbanan. And it's a derabbanan because his chiyuv in anything is only derabbanan. So the same way that Taisa said that the child can't read the Megillah for the parent, even though the child's 12 and a half years old, they still can't read the Megillah for the parent. So too, the child, even once they're Gila Chinuch, would not be able to light the chanukah candles for the parent either.
The argument that Achim Hayuv also innates another level of derabbanan, the regular derabbanan, which is the same problem to the woman.
No, so the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says that explicitly. The Gemara says that since Nashma Chiyavus B'nei Chanukah, so they daft can be Motzi. You're referring to that there are some Rishonim that say by Megillah may be different. That's what you hold. It's really more of a Purim Shaila about whether Megillah is exactly identical to the men and women.
Okay, this is Rabban at the beginning. Afin Hayuba Uswa Neis.
Oh, so me, Afin Hayuba is also, okay, yeah. So some argue that by Kriyas Megillah, but Lamaik Sabaya, Halachas Menorah, the Gemara never says that. Like Halachas Menorah, the Gemara is Beferish. That their mamash the same. There are some who argue that Kriyas Megillah may be a little bit different because it's a chashav with their eyes. So after the rest work for their eyes. That's ready. You have to hold off till Purim time for that one. So again, so according to Tosfos, it sounds like, you know, we started off the sugya by saying a katan can't under no circumstances cannot light a menorah for a gadol, even the katan is a gil chinuch. And then we backtracked a little because we had the Mishnah Megillah trying to figure out. But when all the dust settles, the way Tosfos slides up the sugya, we come out that in fact the child cannot be motzi the gadol in a lachas stance. Okay, excellent, very good. So Tosus ultimately holds, so if you take a look at the end of the Tosus, the end of the fourth of the Ramakamos, second line from the bottom, of Alahi de Birchas Amazon, Mayrisha Kotan Ocho Kede Svia, Davichiva de Raisa, the Lake Alachad de Rabbanan, and Machafak Avshul Ocho Lashiva de Rabbanan. So Tosus creates a Matthias in Maseches Brachas and says that yes, the father only ate a snack, so it's only the Rabbanan, but the child ate a full meal. So therefore, the child is only a chad derabbanan. It's a different chad derabbanan. Means that when a child eats a full meal, he's a chad derabbanan because his chiyuv mitzvah is derabbanan. When the father ate a little sandwich, so he's a chad derabbanan because his brachas mazon is derabbanan, even though his chiyuv in other mitzvahs is deraisa. The Tosfos keeps to their theory that a chad derabbanan can be multi a chad derabbanan. So even though it's a different derabbanan, that's true, but at least it's an equal thing. Right. No, but that's true. But it's only if you think about it, when a katan eats a full meal, so there's only one reason why he's benching is the rabbanan. It's only the rabbanan because he's a katan. When the father eats a sandwich, there's only one reason why he's benching is the rabbanan because he didn't eat kidei sviya. Since each one has only one level of the rabbanan, one rabbanan can be multi another rabbanan. But according to Tosfos, if a child ate a sandwich and the father ate a sandwich, the child can't be multi the father. That would be like Kriyas Megillah. That would be like a lachas deres Chanukah. So this whole approach that we're giving, this is all based on Shitas HaTosfos, Chad Derabanan, Trade Derabanan, that at least sometimes there exists the possibility of a child being motzi a gadol. If you can somehow knock it down to the same level Derabanan, then we can discuss it. On the fifth of the Ramakamos, in the Sefer Mechamas Hashem, the Ramban's comments in Maseches Brachas on the Rif, so the Ramban has an entirely different approach to the Gemara Maseches Brachas, which puts the Ramban in the position that a child can't do anything for a girl, but forget about their abundance, their ices, one derabbanan, 10 derabbanan, 100, forget it. A child can't do anything to be motzi a girl. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban is a startling statement in the fifth of the Ramakamos. Umagiye svarim higiyu b'mil nuschos, u'l'taymech ben mevarach liyav. That line of the Gemara Maseches Brachos, which opened up the possibility when the Gemara asked, how can a child be motzi a father? And the Gemara says, yeah, he can, because it's only the Rabbanan. The Ramban claims that line, that whole line in the Gemara that we just read, the Taisus had, Ramban claims that that's a mistake. He says that line doesn't exist in the Gemara. It was put in. Some Rishonim put it in. He said they put it in because they were bothered with the kasha. The whole thing was not true. Mechilat Yatzayv. Ela Tosi. Says the Ramban, that line is not correct. That's not an authentic line in the Gemara. Says the Ramban, the Kotan afilu higil lechinuch in a motzi acherim afilu b'drabanan. Says the Ramban, it is inconceivable for a child ever to be motzi a gol in any mitzvah, even a drabanan. And listen to the Ramban's proof. Listen, what Tosus asked as a kasha, the Ramban turned around and brought his araya. Ramban says, forget about a kotan being motzi a gol. It's never going to happen. Why? Why not? It's only a derabanan. So the Ramban explains the time of the milsa, b'shem dechinuch mitzvah de avivu, v'iyu labach yivu klal. Says the Ramban, a child can't be motzi a gadol because the child is not chayav. What do you mean not chayav? But he's a gil chinuch. Says the Ramban, that's not called being chayav. The chiv is on the father. A father has to make sure his child goes through the motions of hearing the Megillah. A father has to make sure the child goes through the motions of shaking a lulav. Is the child chayiv in mitzvahs? Not chayiv anything. He's not chayiv, not min atar, not min derabanan. He's called an eino mechuy bedavar. If he can sneak away and his father doesn't catch him, so he doesn't have to read the Megillah. It's his father's chayiv to make sure he has the Megillah, but it's not his chayiv. Once the Ramban, in a sect, cut out that line, said that his gersas in the Gemara didn't even have that line. So according to the Ramban, everything makes a lot of sense. A child can never, ever, ever be motzi, a gadol, in anything. Therefore, when it comes to Hadlokas Neres Chanukah, of course the child can't light the menorah. When it comes to Kriyas Megillah, of course the child can't read the Megillah. So what does the Gemara in Brachas mean? I mean, the Brice says, Ben Mevarach Yaviv. The Brice does say that a child can recite the bracha for the father. So the Ramban, I cut out Father Ramban, but the Ramban quotes Yerushalmi that says, that we totally misunderstood what Ben Mevarach Yaviv means. What Ben Mevarach Yaviv really means is that the child says it word for word together with the father. He's not being mighty the father. He's saying it, and the father's answering after him. And that's what the Braisa says. Tova me'era, the Chazal put a curse on the person who has to never bench that way. It means that the father never bothers to learn how to bench himself. He's got to rely on the son saying, Baruch, Baruch, Atah, Atah. So that shows that the person is taking mitzvahs lightly. But can the child say it and be motzi the father? Forget it, says the Ramban. It's not even in the ballpark because a child does not have any mitzvahs, not min atar, not min derabanan. So we have two different approaches in the Rishonim as to conceptually, is it possible to even discuss a child being motzi a gadol? According to Tosfos, yes, a child is potentially a bachiyuva. The only thing is, he has to be an equal footing, chad rabbanan, trade rabbanan. According to Ramban, it's not even negotiable. So it comes out that bein lefi Tosfos, bein lefi Ramban, is nothing to talk about. That of course, a child cannot light the menorah on behalf of the parents, on behalf of a gadol, even if the child is the day before the bar mitzvah. It's out of the question. According to Tosfos, it's a violation of Trei Drabanan B'Motzi Chad Drabanan. According to the Ramban, it's a violation of a Kotan. A Kotan is not about Chiyuva altogether. Does anybody disagree with Tosfos and the Ramban? Yes. There are some Rishonim who say that it's possible that a child, in fact, can be Motzi a Gadol, even on Mitzvah Drabanan, if the child is a Gil Chinuch. It means they deny the Ramban Shtikl Torah, and they deny Tosfos Shtikl Torah about the Trei Drabanan. They hold, in effect, like Tosfos Kasha, that if I'm chayv in a mitzvah mit rabbanon, i.e. also cutting a gil lechinuch, I can be motzi a gadol. Yedei chavasai. The Mishnah speaks about how a katan can't read the Megillah. That means under the age of chinuch. The Gemara Shabbos says a katan can't light the menorah. That means a child under the age of chinuch. But if the child is over the age of chinuch, a boy or a girl over the age of chinuch, they can in fact light the menorah on behalf of the parents. So that third possibility actually is one of the opinions in Shulchan Aruch. So in the sixth of the Mem Kamos, the Shulchan Aruch in the Chanukah and Siman Tov Resh Ayin Heisef Gimel, Isha B'Lekas Nei Chanukah Shafi Chayev Ezba. That's a given. Aval B'Dlika Chayev Shait V'Katal Osa Klum, V'Yafa B'Shen Yicha Gadol. The Gemara originally said that even though the Gadol puts the menorah into the proper location, it's not going to work. V'Yesh B'Shen Oymen, the Shulchan Aruch quotes one opinion that maintains, V'Katan Shegil L'Chinuch Mutar, that if the child is a Gil L'Chinuch, so then he can, in fact, be the one to light the menorah. The Ramah just adds on, "Hagol l'didon d'chol echem v'mei abayis marik v'fnei atzmoi." Kan shigil chinuch tzach l'adik gamkin. The Ramah adds on that, by the way, since a child reaches the age of chinuch, so we should encourage him to light. Since our practice, the Ashkenazi practice, that all the b'nei abayis light, so then the ketanim should be encouraged to light as well. But in terms of the child being motzi, the gadol, forget it. In fact, the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch says, forget it. Wait, the second opinion of Shulchan Aruch would be okay. The HB Shomer, that a katan would be acceptable. Do we have a right to rely on the second opinion? We're in effect, we're going against the Tosfos, going against the Ramban. Do we have a right to rely on this Hashita? So in the seventh of the Mamre Kamos, the Shulchan Aruch has another comment in Uchas Purim about the seemingly same topic in Siman Tafresh Petes. One can fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, either reading the Megillah oneself or hearing it from somebody else. Provided that he heard it from somebody who was obligated in the mitzvah. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says that the Valkyrie is a cherish shaita v'katan, one is not yotzei. So notice that here there's something missing in Shulchan Aruch. In the previous Maramach Milchus Chanukah, the Shulchan Aruch made reference to the opinion that a katan shegiel l'chinuch would be acceptable vis-a-vis the menorah. When it comes to Purim, there's no such mention. No such shita exists in Uchus Purim. The question is, why did the Shulchan Aruch leave it out in Uchus Purim? One could raise two possibilities, two ways of understanding the Shulchan Aruch. Either one could understand that the shayos are really identical, that it's really the exact same question. Either you're willing to take on Tosfos in the Ramban or not. So in Hilchot Chanukah, the Shulchan Aruch was hemming and hawing back and forth, and finally Hilchot Purim, he says, forget about it, can't do it, and that's it, in Gemara. And if you really follow what it says in Hilchot Purim, then you have to go back to Hilchot Chanukah and not follow that sheet as well. But maybe one could argue there's a little bit of a difference between Purim and Chanukah. Maybe Purim is stricter than Chanukah. Why should Purim be stricter also than Rabbanan? Because as alluded to before, Purim falls into the category what we call a different Kabbalah, that it's based on Nach. The story of Purim, the Chiyuv, the mitzvahs of Purim are mentioned in the Kisvei HaKodesh, in Ksuvim, in Megillas Esther. So according to some poskim, anything that's mentioned in the Vilna Ksuvim almost becomes elevated to be like a quasi-deraisa. If it's a deraisa, then obviously a katan can't be motzi. According to that second understanding that Purim is more chomer, Chanukah maybe, we're still left with two opinions. Halacha l'maaseh, how should we be doing in Chanukah? Should we let the katanim light the menorah on behalf of Gedolim? Well, it's a very, very shaky practice. According to Tosfos, it's not acceptable because it's trade Rabbanim. According to Ramban, it's not acceptable because a katan is not a mechuy b'davar altogether. Even a lover of the Rabban is nothing. The only possible opinion is the Yesh Rishayim, the second opinion in the Shulchan Aruch of Chanukah, that the Shulchan Aruch himself may backtrack on Rosh Purim. The whole thing is very, very shaky. The Pashat Dvarim is that the correct answer for that individual was the child should not be the one who's lighting the menorah. Wants to light in addition to a parent, that would be fine. But the child should light the menorah on behalf of the family, even though they had Gilda Chinuch, that would not be acceptable. You mean there's more of a motzi? I mean, by a locus there is Chanukah, it's not so much being motzi. Right. It could be that poskim don't point out that distinction. It's got to be this, but that idea does exist in other areas. That there's a general question when, let's say one person likes the menorah for the whole family. So he's being motzi, people, or it's not really being motzi. It's not like being motzi in Kriyas HaMegillah. It's that the din is that all b'nei habayis light together. It's one halacha on behalf of everybody. That's where I remember Shaila. Let's say a person has money, he doesn't want to be yotzi. I like the menorah, and my kid says, I don't want to be yotzi with you, I have a menorah. And then 10 minutes later, he says, oh, you know what, I don't feel excited myself. So some achronim, right, he has to wait now. Because when he said, I don't want to be yotzi, so then it's like listening to Megillah and saying, you don't want to be yotzi, not yotzi. Another achronim say, nah, he's yotzi anyway. Because the mitzvah of halachas and menorah is such that the madlik is not motzi people. The madlik is just lighting on together. It's one halach on behalf of all the b'nei habayis. It's not like a shemekah on this. That touched a little bit on your point. Yeah. There were years ago, somebody called with the following shayla, a very common shayla. The husband was out of town, and the wife was home. And there was a child in the house who was a yigil l'chida, but not yet by mitzvah. So they wanted to know, the wife wanted to know, is she obligated to light the menorah? So I said, yes. I said, the husband's out of town, so whatever he's doing, it's a different story. But his lighting is not going to help you. So somebody in this house is obligated to light for the B'nai B'nai is here. So woman says, it's okay, so my 12-year-old son's going to light the menorah. I said, not so simple. And go through all the homeless in 2 days. And Shulchan Aruch and a Tazer, and Ramban, not so fush. So she said to me, no, she just feels so uncomfortable lighting the menorah. She was almost like a little accusing, it was a very progressive psak I was giving that the wife has to light. She said she felt much more comfortable having the boy light the menorah. I try to explain that this has nothing to do with progressive or modern Tzachmas. I just read right out of Shulchan Aruch. I said the Shulchan Aruch quoted the two opinions. According to many of the Rishonim, Taz and Ramban, the whole thing would not be good if the sun lights. But the sun could also light, but I really think that you should light the menorah. She couldn't bring herself to light the menorah. She said she also has to rely on those days. Okay, 2 days of Shulchan Aruch, can't argue with. But according to many Gedolei Rishonim, for the different reasons of Lamdas, that would not be acceptable. Okay.